it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. If you want to join the conversation, dial me up at 1-800-878-PLAY. That number again, 1-800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, as I know a lot of you do, keep it to 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. Big hour on tap and big show on tap for you here on the Attack, and I'll set the table for you in just a couple of minutes. But let's do what we always do at the top of each and every hour of the Attack. We let you know the myriad of ways you can take Sports Byline as a network on the go with you via your devices. And we'll start off with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link, allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, the great apps that are downloadable to any device you can think of. They all have a wealth of on-demand content. They all have Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channels. And finally, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack. And on this Tuesday, it'll be pretty typical as far as the format, but it'll be a whole lot of fun. We'll come out in the next segment, recap the Monday Night Football matchup between the Giants and the Bengals, get into some of the early week NFL news. At the back of the show, in hour two, we'll recap all the wild and crazy happenings from a week 11 in college football. And in the middle of it all, at 9:10 a.m. Eastern time, 10 after hour number two, Patricia Cornwell. She's the author of the new book, Chaos, part of the Dr. K. Scarpetta trilogy of books, or series of books. And she'll join us, and we'll talk about this latest release called Chaos. That's the rundown of this Tuesday edition of The Attack. Up next, we'll kick it off talking Monday Night Football, recapping Giants-Bengals. Right after this very short timeout.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's master handyman, with the Grainger Tip of the Week. Lockout, tagout is the practices and procedures necessary to disable machinery or equipment to prevent hazardous energy release. It is one of the most commonly cited issues on the OSHA Top 10 citation list. Make sure you're following proper procedures by visiting Grainger.com/lockout/tagout. And now a word from Grainger.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24-7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'll count three. And if you're not out of the house by then, I'll loose the dogs on you.
Play fake to Jennings. In the flat, caught. Jarrell Adams, the touchdown for New York. First career touchdown for the rookie out of South Carolina. This works beautifully. Tyler Eifert. Look at the tight end run all the way inside the 10-yard line. After the fake, it's a touchdown to A.J. Green. That didn't take long for Cincinnati to respond. Manning wide open. Beckham, he got free for a New York touchdown. Second and six. Now Jeremy Hill walks in for a touchdown, and Cincinnati takes advantage of the great kickoff return to retake the lead. Going for the lead right now. Manning, touchdown! Sterling Shepard, and they're an extra point away from going on top.
Well, that extra point was good, and the Giants topped the Cincinnati Bengals 21-20 on Monday Night Football. Those highlights of that Monday Night matchup, which was not a great game, but a fun and exciting game, are courtesy of ESPN. Sean McDonough on the call. If you want to join the discussion here on The Attack, dial me up at 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. If you like Twitter, 140 characters or less, at JoeSpano56. But that's the place we're going to start, with a recap of the Monday night matchup and my takeaways on these two teams after the country watched them last night in a primetime tilt. Now, was this game anywhere near the equal of New England and Seattle? Absolutely not. But it was a decently played game. It was close throughout, and it was certainly entertaining. After watching this game, do you consider either of these two teams elite? Absolutely not. The Giants at 6-3 in a weak NFC are poised to make the playoffs, most likely as a wild card, as I think Dallas is the best team in the NFC East, and I think it's a pretty good bet that they win the NFC East. But the Giants at 6-3, finding ways this year to win close games. They're also winning at home, 4-1 at home. Look like they're in prime position to make the playoffs as a wild card team. And they'll make it mostly because of Eli Manning, Odell Beckham Jr., and a defense that has really found its stride over the last few weeks. For the Bengals at 3-5-1, 1-4 away from home, it's an offense that seems to be struggling to find its way with Andy Dalton. It had improved over the last few weeks with Tyler Eifert back, and you can see the difference that he makes for this team. But all in all, outside of Eifert and Green, they really don't have much consistently in the passing game. And if both of those guys aren't huge factors, it seems that Andy Dalton's ability to function in a big-time way through the air is really, really limited. And if they can't get the running game going and don't have that coveted balance, this is an offense that will struggle. And defensively, you know a lot of the names. Sometimes the numbers look real good, but the results are not always there. And in this game, I think in many ways that's fair to say. You know, when you look at this game, you see a final score of 21-20. I think it would be fair to say, based on a couple of big returns, that the Cincinnati Bengals certainly won in the special teams area. And a couple of big returns had them poised for scores. They didn't do a great job of taking advantage of both of them, being held to a field goal in one of those situations, scoring a touchdown in the other. You also had an interception that had them set up in basically the Giants' red zone, and they were held to a field goal there as well. So this was one of those games where Cincinnati lost because they didn't take great advantage of special teams opportunities that had them in plus territory, a defensive opportunity that had them in plus territory. But the only reason the game was as close as it was because of those same opportunities, as the Giants offense was the much better offensive unit in this game, and it really controlled things to some degree. I can't say to a great degree, because this Giants offense is a very inconsistent group. You get that terrific opening drive, and then it's literally only two more drives the rest of the game, and beyond that, it's really very much a lot of short drives, a lot of punts, a lot of three and outs. It's an incredibly inconsistent unit because of their inconsistent offensive line play. But in this one, clearly the better unit. 23-12 advantage in first downs. 6-14 on third down compared to 2-11 on third down by Cincinnati. And that was one of the huge factors in this game. They couldn't stay on the field. And the Giants defense, in turn, did a great job of getting off the field on third down. They ran 72 total plays to 55 for Cincinnati. That was a big factor in this one. 351 total yards versus 264. That was a big factor in this one. The ability, and it wasn't a great job by this offensive line. Numbers make it look good. Eli was only sacked once. They ran the ball pretty well at the end when it mattered. But for the most part, this is an offensive line that doesn't get very much push, doesn't consistently protect Eli, and it affects the offense in that they have to run a lot of short stuff, number one. And number two, they can't sustain any consistency because the run game is not there. Everything is affected, the way they call plays, what they're able to do, and just the continuity and consistency of this offense. But they were able to run the ball when it mattered, including that big 25-yarder from Rashard Jennings that put this one away and got them the key first down at the end of the game. So all in all, a pretty good effort by the Giants, who have found something over the last few weeks with this defense. Now, it coincides with the secondary getting healthier. The Giants made huge investments in the offseason in their secondary, which was a true weakness for the last several years. And Janoris Jackrabbit Jenkins has been a brilliant addition to go opposite DRC and go in along with Eli Apple and Leon Hall when he's healthy. And all of a sudden, this Giant group, when they're reasonably healthy, they've got a very nice group of corners. Jenkins is an elite corner, not only as somebody covering number one wide receivers, he's also a factor in the run game and is an asset on special teams. If you remember his big blocked extra point return for a score earlier this year. But look at what he did against A.J. Green. A.J. Green only had 7 catches for 68 yards in this game and a touchdown. And some of those yardage did not come against Jenkins. Jenkins really did a great job of locking down A.J. Green. And the truth of the matter, Tyler Eifert, outside of the one big pass that was set up by formation that had Jonathan Casillas matched up on him in single coverage down the field, Tyler Eifert was rendered a non-factor by this Giant defense as well. But you look at the secondary now, and you look at those corners. Jenkins, an elite corner. Eli Apple growing into a good young corner. You got Dominique Rogers-Cromartie, in many ways the forgotten man and shouldn't be. So they've got elite corner play. When Leon Hall's healthy, he's a good slot corner and positive factor. Landon Collins has turned out to be one of the very best safeties in all the National Football League. So all of a sudden, that secondary, which was an issue due to injuries, you know, earlier in the season, and it caused some real problems for the defense. Now that, they've started to get healthy, it's really paying dividends, and this defense has been able to do a great job of getting off the field on third down and a great job in red zone defense, and that was a huge factor in this game. That along with a pass rush that for much of the year hasn't been there. We saw it all game long, and in particular late when they needed it the most to get off the field and preserve the victory. More on the Monday Night Football matchup next, and then we'll roll into all the other early week NFL news here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. For film lovers, it's that moment in the movie when the song starts playing and the scene takes on a kind of new and more memorable life. As rock music lovers, many of us will most likely have our favorite movie moments when a song took our breath away. How about Pulp Fiction's Twist Contest or the moment Meatloaf roared his motorcycle into Dr. Frankenfurter's lab? Join me, Carrie Cooper, over at FocusOnRock.com for a deep dive into rock music in movies.
This holiday season, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With deals like a Schecter Demon 6 guitar for just $349, a Blackstar 40-watt combo amp $149, or an American Audio PA for $129. Save up to 25% on gear in every department and make spirits bright for every musician on your list.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
Guitar Center's holiday kickoff, going on now, in-store and online.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's what I pray for every night.
Well, we continue here on Sports Byline, Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Focus of discussion right now is the Monday Night Football matchup between the Giants and the Bengals. Giants top the Bengals 21-20 in this one. As we talked about, they've improved to 6-3 in prime position for a wild card spot in the NFC. Do have an outside chance at the division, but I do think that the division is all but signed, sealed, and delivered and locked up for the Cowboys. For the Bengals, 3-5-1, 1-4 away from home. Then they got an uphill climb to go anywhere. And, you know, we can talk about that, where both of these teams are headed, as well as continue to recap the game itself. And we'll get through this Monday Night Football matchup in this segment as we move along in this hour. We'll then roll into all the early to midweek NFL news here on a Tuesday edition of The Attack. And then in hour number two, of course, we're going to be talking to Patricia Cornwell, the author of Chaos, which is another member, which is another book in the Dr. K. Scarpetta series of books. And we've talked to Patricia before on the show. That'll be 10 after hour number two, 9, 10 a.m. Eastern time. And then after we're done talking about the latest in the Dr. K. Scarpetta series of books, we'll focus the rest of hour two on the world of college football and an incredibly wild week 11 in college football. But back to this Giants and Bengals matchup. Now, you look at the Bengals at 3-5-1 behind the Ravens and the Steelers in what's been an incredibly disappointing AFC North. Do they have a chance in the division? They have a chance because the Ravens are 5-4 and they head down to Dallas to play the Cowboys, where they'll be a sizable underdog. I don't know that they should be. They have a very good defense. They're very limited on offense. And it'll be a battle of a team that's great on offense with a defense that they're able to hide that outperforms its personnel versus a great defense with personnel that's better than the offensive results, at least in my mind. So I think it's a very intriguing matchup, that Ravens and Cowboys matchup down in Big D. And if the Ravens can pull that one out and control the game with their defense, the division really will be theirs for the taking. You have the Steelers, who at 4-5 now, below 500. They've got issues of their own. Those teams, though, are both ahead of Cincinnati, who's 3-5-1. The offense is not what it should be, even with Eifert returning. The last couple of weeks, it had improved with Eifert returning. We really saw a step back this Monday night. The running game wasn't there thanks to the Giant defense. I think the biggest thing wrong with this Bengals offense is once you get clear of Eifert and A.J. Green, you don't really have a lot of great answers as far as weapons. They missed the Mohamed Sanus and the Marvin Joneses. Were they all pros and were they worthy of the money they received on the open market? Not really. But they were guys that made you pay for paying a ton of attention to Tyler Eifert and A.J. Green. And those guys are both gone, and Brandon LaFell and Tyler Boyd haven't yet done a very good job of taking their place. I think Tyler Boyd ultimately going to be a very good player, the young rookie out of the University of Pittsburgh. But he's not there at that point yet, and there's still that inconsistency. As a result, if you kind of take out Green and Eifert out of this offense, they can't always do a lot. And that was the case last night because of that very good Giants secondary. And you look at them defensively, you all know the names, the Vontaze Burfitts, the Georgia Locas, the Drake Kirkpatricks, who had the big pick, you know, the Geno Atkins, the list goes on and on. And he was a beast last night for much of the game. As the game wore along, the Giants finally figured out how to corral him to some degree, and that really helped the offense sustain something at times in the, you know, late in the first half and into the fourth quarter. That said, at 3-5-1, 1-4 away from home, an incredibly disappointing Bengals team that really has an uphill climb. And, you know, I've spent some time talking about the talent that's there and, you know, how pretty good this team is and how we expect a lot from them. Found some very interesting numbers as I was getting ready this morning. The Bengals in their last 18 games are 7-10-1. So for all the talent, the names you know, not good. Their last 10 games versus winning teams, 0-9-1. So the reality is, while we think they're good, they're not that good. They're already behind Pittsburgh and Baltimore in the AFC North. They're not qualifying for a playoff spot as long as the AFC West exists? You know, because I think most likely, in addition to a division champion, there's a pretty good chance that at least one and maybe even both of the wildcard teams in the AFC come out of the AFC West. So I think the chances of the Bengals making a playoffs are pretty remote. It's going to be characterized as a disappointing season in Cincinnati. And I think there's going to start to be some pressure on Marvin Lewis because we know the names. The reputation is they're a real good team. These numbers say otherwise over the last season plus. So just something to think about. For the Giants, 6-3, talked about how they're poised for a playoff run and how they're likely to get into the wild card and be one of the wild cards in the NFC because of how weak the NFC is. Are the Giants a good team? Not really. Their offense has the pieces to be a good offense led by Eli Manning, and he made a couple of terrible throws on the interceptions. But he was pretty good last night. He wasn't great. He was pretty good. Odell Beckham is amazing. Sterling Shepard is going to be a great receiver. I like Will Tye a lot, and I think he can be a terrific number two tight end. Jarrell Adams can actually block a little bit. But without Victor Cruz in the lineup, they were using guys like Tavares King and Roger Lewis, who they think has a wealth of speed and they like a lot. But he's not picking things up, and he's making some critical mistakes that cost the Giants dearly. I can make a case that the Drake Kirkpatrick interception to some degree was certainly his fault. You know, he's got to fight for that ball. He can't just get run over by Drake Kirkpatrick in pursuit of the interception. So we saw him out of the game a lot because they don't trust him at this point. So without Victor Cruz, there's a lack of depth at wide receiver because they go three wides all the time. Giants don't employ a fullback, and they don't go a lot of multiple tight end because the tight ends aren't very good. So we know what they're going to do. And the problem for them is, quite honestly, the offensive line. They don't run the ball well. They're one-dimensional. Everything in their passing game is short because they can't protect Eli. And they don't have any balance because they don't run the ball. So, you know, these are big issues for the Giants. It keeps this offense from as much talent as there is from performing in spots, from performing up to its abilities. The defense is pretty good. I'm still not in love with the linebackers. I think they've improved, but they're not a great group. The defensive line has the potential to be elite. Maybe it's starting to come together a little bit now. And I think the secondary is very, very good. It's not deep. There's some injury issues, so there's a lack of depth there. But if they continue to get healthier and healthier, and you continue to see the great play from Landon Collins, that secondary can be a plus. So all in all, when you look at the Giants, they're okay. They've been finding ways to win close games. Lately, they've been getting off the field on third down, and they've been terrific in the red zone. When you put that together in today's mediocre NFL, that's good enough to be a 10-win team, make the playoffs, and that's what they'll do. And if they can suddenly put together an offensive line that can keep Eli upright and start manufacturing a running game and getting them some balance, who knows what could happen in the postseason. If they're healthier in December than they've been all year and all their pieces come together, there's talent. Their three wides, when all of them are on the field, are tough to deal with. Odell Beckham Jr., Sterling Shepard, Victor Cruz. And when they get a running game going, they're hard to deal with. Jennings is a capable running back. I think Paul Perkins is going to be a terrific running back. Orleans Darkwah hits the hole fast. I think the Giants sometimes need to do a better job on settling on a guy and then mixing in the other guys accordingly. But letting a guy get into a flow. The Giants are too quick to shuttle running backs around, and I think that's a mistake. But that said, Giants did enough to win here. I think they benefited from some calls. I thought the third and one run by Jeremy Hill early in the fourth quarter, I thought he got the first down. It's called a fourth down, and the Bengals end up having the punt. I thought he made it. You know, there's the Tyler Boyd TD catch that wasn't. I don't know what a catch is anymore. I really don't. I was told ultimately, if you listen to the broadcast, we were told that it was the correct call based on what the catch rule is. I guess I just don't know. If I knew what a catch was, I'd tell you. You know, a lot smarter people than me. But all in all, Bengals are disappointing. Giants are one of many and have a record that's better than that. And I see these two teams going in different directions. I see the Giants going to the playoffs, and I see the Bengals staying home. In our next segment, we'll dive into all the early week news coming out of the NFL. And there's quite a bit of it. That's next here on The Attack, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I love you, man.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to chime in, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. Let's keep it to 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. We're done talking Monday Night Football, Giants over the Bengals, and we talked about not only the game itself, but the ramifications of this loss and where these two teams are. So that said, we should probably dive into some of the midweek news or close to midweek news around the NFL, and I guess the place to start is the Bears' Alshon Jeffrey suspended 4 games for violating the NFL's performance-enhancing drug policy. It's a loss for the Bears for four games that will mean little as they lose every week anyway. They're 2-7 on the year. And in the next 4 weeks, they play the Giants, the Titans, the 49ers, and the Lions. I figure 1-3 out of those four. So 3-10. You know, so anytime you have a discussion about a team losing a key guy and the team's 2-7 on their way towards, I don't know, 3-10 or something along those lines and 4-12 on the season, it's not very exciting news. But I guess in some ways the bigger picture here is, you know, we'll mention this story today and then it will go away. As for whatever reason, and I've never quite been able to figure this out, the stigma of cheating using PEDs that is attached to baseball players is not attached to players in other sports, and specifically football players. We've had some of the best and brightest in this sport test positive for PEDs. And usually it's met with a shrug. It takes quick discussion in the news cycle, and then everybody moves on. And when a player comes back, it's business as usual. As opposed to, say, what happened with guys like Alex Rodriguez, Rafael Palmeiro, et cetera. The list goes on and on of proven or suspected performance-enhancing drug users. We saw what happened. Let's take A-Rod. It's the biggest and most recent example. He was a guy who became a pariah within baseball for his PED use. Rafael Palmeiro for his denials and then subsequent positive testing for PEDs. He became a pariah around baseball. Barry Bonds. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. And in baseball, when somebody tests positive and there's a suspension, they come back and they're greeted with a chorus of boos, and there's all this controversy and vitriol directed towards them. Then you get an NFL player, star player, that tests positive for PEDs, and everybody shrugs their shoulders. They go, okay, we'll see you in 4 weeks. And it's back to business as usual. Fans of his team, they don't boo him. He's not treated with the scorn and ridicule and anger and venom and vitriol that a baseball player is. I don't understand why. You know, I'll never have an answer. But there's absolutely a double standard with the American sports public, primarily the fans, and to a lesser degree the media, as it relates to football players testing positive for PEDs in comparison to baseball players. I don't understand it. I don't get it. I wish somebody could explain it to me. But I don't have any answers as to why that's the case, but it is. Again, on the football field, you know, you're a 2-7 team. You got blown out by Tampa Bay. So what's the difference, really? You're really fighting for a draft pick. Your big hope is that you can actually, as far as the organization, if you gave them all truth serum, that they could finish worse than the Browns or the 49ers and get in the most enviable draft position possible. However, it looks like some of the stock on the quarterbacks is falling. So the Bears may be able to get their quarterback of the future in this draft, wherever they draft, whether it's first, second, third, fourth. And I don't really think they'll be drafting much beyond third in this upcoming NFL draft. And I think at that point, they may have their choice of quarterbacks unless something changes with the perception around the league. As I've seen, as some of the latest mocks have shown me that some of these guys are dropping and that teams like the Browns and teams like the 49ers may go for better talents in the draft than the quarterbacks are projected to be. But it's early. Time will tell. Everybody reaches for quarterbacks. You know, when you have quarterbacks that are projected somewhere in the top 10, a lot of times because they're quarterbacks, they'll move up to the top of the draft, the very top of the draft, because teams need quarterbacks. So that said, on the field, this won't change things much for the Bears. They'll only get that much worse. And it's hard to believe they could get much worse than they are right now at 2-7, playing just awful against Tampa Bay on Sunday. But it's going to hurt Jay Cutler. It's going to make him even harder to function in this offense. But he'll be back. He'll return to practice on December 12th and he'll play on December 18th when the Bears host the Packers. And he'll finish up his season. And, you know, at the end of the year, he's going to become a free agent. So it'll be interesting to see how he's able to cash in. He's considered one of the best wide receivers in the game. Since Brandon Marshall and Martellus Bennett have left, his numbers have been down a little bit as he commands so much of the attention. So I'm wondering how what is perceived as a down year where he missed some games due to this PED suspension. I'm wondering what kind of effect that will have on his earning power in free agency in this offseason. But I have a feeling he'll be just fine as he's one of the game's elite. Everybody needs a receiver in this day and age in the NFL, and he'd be a, I guess to me, he's a great number two. I'm not quite sure he's a number one. Hasn't shown that to me. So I think if there's a team there that has a great, that has a number one receiver, a true number one, and you want to suddenly make yourself a powerhouse offense, you bring in Alshon Jeffrey, you pay him big money to be your number two receiver. And I don't think the stain of a PED suspension will affect his earning power. His performance on the field might, and that's been a little down, but I think he will do just fine. For the Bears, you're going to see Jay Cutler gone in the offseason as it won't cost them much against their cap to get rid of Cutler. And they'll turn the page and they'll draft a new young quarterback and try and change the direction of this franchise. But I guess the big thing for me, you see how we're talking about Alshon Jeffrey will return December 18th. There'll be no outcry, no protest, no boos. He'll go into free agency, and other than the down performance, the PED suspension will have zero effect on his ability to get a big contract in free agency. If this were baseball, we'd be talking about the boos that he was going to, that were going to be rained upon him in his return, even by the fans of his own team. If he was coming up upon free agency, there might be questions as to what kind of contract he could draw despite being a terrific player due to coming off a PED suspension. So I'm always amazed at how it's night and day. I don't think it should be, but it is. Because those that are mad about PED use in baseball should be just as mad about it in football. It does the same thing. It's a competitive advantage. It's sending a bad message to all those things. It messes with the purity and sanctity of the game. So all those things that bug you about PED use in baseball should bug you the same way about PED use in football, yet they don't. And I've never understood that. And I wish somebody could answer that question for me. And if you have that answer, dial me up at 800-878-PLAY. That number again, 1-800-878-7529. Or if you want to hit me up on Twitter, 140 characters or less with the answer to that question at JoeSpano56. Rest of the in-week NFL news thus far. You got Rob Gronkowski undergoing some tests after that brutal hit by Earl Thomas in the Pat Seahawks game on Sunday night. Give Gronk some credit. Took a big hit, got back in the game, continued to be a factor. But looks like he's going to miss some time. The initial reports were that this was a collapsed lung. That doesn't appear to be the case here. Appears that it'll be a little less severe than that. But it looks like he's going to miss a week here. And he probably won't play when the Patriots take on the 1-8 49ers. And they won't need him. Martellus Bennett and the other weapons they have on offense will be enough to beat the 1-8 San Francisco 49ers. As the schedule moves along and gets tougher, they'll get Gronk healthy, and they'll get Gronk back in the lineup. Next piece of news, Thomas Rawls. Looks like he's going to return to practice, and he intends to play in Week 11 for the Seahawks. I think this is a great addition to their offense, an offense that hasn't run the ball with Christian Michael as consistently as they've wanted to. He was resurgent for a while, but has fallen back to earth. Russell Wilson has dealt with health issues much of the year to his legs, and he hasn't been the factor in the running game that he was in years past. Well, the tough, hard-running Thomas Rawls, coupled with C.J. Procise, who not only is shown to be a good runner from scrimmage, but he is a terrific receiver in the passing game out of the backfield. So you add Rawls to the mix, suddenly that Seahawks offense gets that effective run game back. With the discovery of Procise, Russell Wilson has that new best friend coming out of the backfield that helps make things easier for him in the passing game. He's getting healthier. He's able to stay out of trouble behind that suspect offensive line. And maybe the offense gets a shot in the arm from the return of Rawls and more consistency. You see, they're good Sunday night against New England, but the thing about them is they deal with consistency. Some weeks good, some weeks bad. I'm thinking Thomas Rawls and what he may bring to the running game may give them some consistency, as it'll coincide with Russell Wilson getting healthy. The discovery of C.J. Procise adds something as well. So this may be something that as November rolls into December, the fresh set of legs of Thomas Rawls, the better health of Russell Wilson may elevate the Seattle Seahawks back to the head of the class in the NFC. We'll tie a bow around hour one next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Yeah.
Well, we get ready to wrap up hour one of this Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. And, you know, the focus of the discussion for much of the hour was the Monday Night Football matchup, you know, something on the game itself, which was a decent game, and I'm interested to see how the ratings were on this one. Again, obviously the Sunday Night Special, the ratings were up, and that was a great game. This was a competitive, close game, and a pretty good game between two pretty good teams, or so-so teams. Neither of them great. So I'm interested to see, clear of the election, clear of Major League Baseball, if the ratings rebound for the NFL, or if ratings are still going to be an issue because of the quality of play and the oversaturation of the product. We've also discussed a lot the double standard and the difference in perception for PED violators in baseball and football, and I don't understand why. You know, for those that rally so much against PED users in baseball, they're setting the same bad example in football. They're affecting the sanctity and purity of the game in football the same way they are in baseball. Why are they not met with that public outcry? And I'd love to know. We also talked about Thomas Rawls returning for Seattle, and I think that's big. And Mike McCarthy going on the defensive for the Packers. And we talked yesterday about how much trouble they're in. The trouble they're in Green Bay is real. They are not good right now. And for the first time, there's some concern on Aaron Rodgers and on Mike McCarthy. And they've always been able to handle these things internally. There's a lot of rumbling and some things getting out. I don't think this year is going to end particularly well for the Packers. Well, that's a wrap on hour one. Again, hour two going to be a whole lot of fun. We'll set the table quickly right at the top of the hour. And a lot of the focus is going to be on college football. And we'll talk to Patricia Cornwell as well. So we'll step aside now and get you ready for hour two of the Spano and Black Attack.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Obama reflects on his recent meeting with the president-elect Donald Trump.
He's pragmatic in that way, and that can serve him well.
That from the same President Obama who had said during the campaign that Donald Trump was uniquely unqualified to hold that office. President-elect Trump is reportedly considering requesting top security clearance for three of his adult children, his sons Donald Jr. and Eric and daughter Ivanka, and his son-in-law, Ivanka's husband, Jared Kushner. However, a source in the transition team telling reporters Trump has not made the request and that his children haven't begun filling out any paperwork required for such clearance.
She not only informed today's citizens, but she also inspired tomorrow's journalists.
President Obama there commenting on PBS anchor Gwen Ifill, who's died at 61 after losing a battle with cancer. This is USA Radio News.
If you have ever had an email account, shopped online, or used a credit card to make purchases, you are in dire jeopardy of identity theft. You must protect yourself now. Call our partner, ID Lion, at 1-800-941-6844 and sign up now for free. That's right, free. USA Radio Networks and ID Lion want everyone to have identity theft coverage. If you sign up now, we will give you a $50 gift card. Identity theft destroys credit and causes horrible issues for those that are hacked. Don't be a victim. Take advantage of this incredible free offer and sign up now. Call 1-800-941-6844. One out of every four Americans are going to have their identity stolen. Don't let it be you. It'll ruin your good credit score. Get protected and get your free $50 gift card. Call right now, 1-800-941-6844.
The chief of the Los Angeles Police Department says Donald Trump's presidency will not be changing the LAPD stance on immigration enforcement. Charlie Beck telling the LA Times he plans to keep the LAPD well distanced from federal immigration policies. Beck says the department will not engage in law enforcement activities solely based on someone's immigration status and that such moves are not the job of the LAPD.
We're scouring the United States and our system to get people here to help with this.
That's the U.S. Forestry Service's Alex Robertson discussing the wildfires raging in the southeast U.S., which have been sending smoke throughout multiple states for days. He says while some fires are contained, the drought conditions are making things tough.
It's very hard to get resources. The western fire season is over. Southern California fire season is over. So this is really kind of the last fire season that we have as a large fire organization in the United States.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN, that's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
You find the defendant guilty.
In Georgia, Justin Harris is found guilty of leaving his son in a hot SUV to die.
I will tell you that today is not a day we consider a victory. It's not a verdict that we celebrate. In fact, today is a monumentally sad day. It's the culmination of a 29-month journey that ended with the guilty verdicts that the jury returned today.
Cobb County DA Vic Reynolds, prosecutors pointed to Harris's internet history as evidence that he wanted to live a child-free lifestyle. Police say Harris sent and received many text messages from multiple women as his 22-month-old son Cooper was dying in the family SUV. The defense plans to appeal the verdict. On a lighter note, it seems the art world will take notice if Donald Trump's upcoming presidency will affect sales of impressionist, modern, and contemporary artworks. Lisa G. explains.
Christie's, Sotheby's, and Phillips all have auctions this week, and many are curious to see if there will be a continued softening in sales or a boost. Evening sales at the three art houses are expected to draw over $530 million, compared with just over $1 billion during the same auctions last year. Not only are there concerns about Trump, but Britain's Brexit and China's slowing economy. Meantime, last week, the Sotheby's London auction of David Bowie's art collection set new record prices and brought in over $41 million.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
Now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You hear me talking, hillbilly boy?
Well, good day, America. Welcome to Hour 2 of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the discussion, that number again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. Let's keep it to 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. Big hour two on tap for us here on the attack, and I'll set the table for you in just a second. But as we do at the top of each and every hour, we run down the myriad of ways you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go with you via your devices. And we'll start with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps. There's iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you can think of, be it Android-based, be it Windows-based, be it Apple-based. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and they all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. And finally, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, most notably the Spano and Black Attack, and we thank each and every member of our armed forces for their service to the greatest country in the world, the good old U.S. of A. In hour number two, the focus much of the way is going to be on Week 11 in college football. It was wild, it was woolly, it was crazy, and it's probably going to turn the college football playoff rankings on their ear. That said, we'll break down all the action from a Week 11 in college football, and we'll speculate on what the college football playoff rankings will look like. But right out of the box in our next segment, 10 after hour 1, 9, 10 a.m. Eastern time, Patricia Cornwell, author of a new book called Chaos. It's another in the series of Dr. K. Scarpetta books. She'll join us next to tell us about the latest adventures of Dr. K. Scarpetta. All that and a whole lot more is upcoming here on the Spano and Black Attack. So you keep it where it is, and we'll bring you Patricia Cornwell right after this.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with the Granger Tip of the Week. Lockout, tagout is the practices and procedures necessary to disable machinery or equipment to prevent hazardous energy release. It is one of the most commonly cited issues on the OSHA Top 10 citation list. Make sure you're following proper procedures by visiting Grainger.com/lockout/tagout. And now a word from Grainger.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at
800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, we start hour two of the Spano and Black Attack, and we're just waiting on Patricia Cornwell to join us, and we'll talk about her latest book in the Dr. K. Scarpetta series, It's Chaos. But in the interim, we'll start talking about a wild and woolly and crazy Week 11 in college football. One of the great weeks in the history of college football in that we saw number two, number three, and number four all fall from the ranks of the undefeated. And what's going to result is an absolutely wild, wild college football playoff ranking show. And it must have been wild in that room all weekend long, Sunday, Monday. It's probably still wild as they probably have not finalized the rankings as of yet. And they'll have the selection show between games of a college basketball doubleheader on ESPN. And it should be sometime around 9 p.m. Eastern time. And man, am I intrigued to see who's number one, who's number two, who's number three, and who's number four. I mean, I think we know who's going to be number one. Number one's going to be Alabama, as they took care of their business. But Clemson, with their home loss to Pittsburgh, do they fall out completely? Or because they own a head-to-head win and an identical record to Louisville, do they have to stay ahead of Louisville? Again, that's an issue. That's an interesting discussion, because the last go-around, we saw head-to-head that Texas A&M had to stay ahead of Auburn. But promptly, Texas A&M lost. It should be interesting because the committee has valued that. So I'm wondering if that'll be something that stays in the forefront, and Clemson having to stay ahead of Louisville keeps them in the rankings. Michigan going on the road and losing to Iowa 14-13. What does that mean? Does that mean they drop out, or because their loss was on the road to a comparable team while Clemson's was at home, does Michigan jump ahead of Clemson, and do they still stay in? Does Washington's loss to a good USC team in their own building, does that automatically drop them out? And Ohio State rolling over Maryland, does that automatically put them in? You know, these are the kind of questions that these losses – will leave for you. You know, does the injury to Wilton Spate factor in for Michigan? He broke his collarbone and he's going to be gone for the rest of the regular season. And does that factor into the committee's rankings, knowing that he's not going to be there, or will they not factor that in until they've seen what happens with the replacement quarterbacks and how they fare? You know, there's so much going on here and so much uncertainty as to what we're going to see now and what we may actually see unfold as this all plays out, that what I will say, the one team that stands a chance of really getting the shaft in all of this in many ways is Louisville, just by the way this is all shaking out. And I'll give you an example of what I mean, and we'll do that as we move along in the hour. But let's go out to our phones and bring in author of a brand new book. It's going on sale today at all traditional and non-traditional booksellers and Amazon.com and things of that nature. It's Patricia Cornwell. She's the author of Chaos. It's the latest in the Dr. K. Scarpetta series of books. Patricia, welcome back to the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. It's really great to talk to you this morning.
Well, good morning, Joe. It's great talking to you.
Well, when we last spoke, Dr. K was up to her usual, and I won't call them hijinks, but she's now up to a whole new set of crime-solving escapades. Get us caught up on the latest from Dr. K. Scarpetta and what she exactly is doing in Chaos, which is the newest in the Dr. K. Scarpetta series of books. And as I said, it goes on sale today at all your local bookstores and on Amazon.com.
Well, I think the fun thing that's going on with Scarpetta today, and going forward, I might add, is that I'm doing something very different. You know, a lot of people don't know that what the word forensics actually means is if you take any discipline, like any area of science, for example, or technology, and you apply it to law. That's why you have, like, forensic medicine. You apply medicine to legal cases, such as crime cases. Well, you can do that with any technology. And so, for example, in Chaos, when Scarpetta has a very bizarre death where a woman's riding her bicycle along the Harvard campus at dusk in the and suddenly just is found dead on the path, and she's been thrown from her bicycle, and things are, it looks like she's been violently assaulted, and something very strange has happened here. When she takes a small residue out of a burn on this woman's body, she has to use a technology that we don't usually see in the crime lab to determine what this is and what it means in terms of what's actually going on here. And it's a major international, potentially international problem, but once again, it's not just like your CSI-type stuff. Because of all the things that have been out there, I'm trying to show people things they've never seen before.
And talk about that a little bit more, the advances in technology having updated the character of Dr. K. Scarpetta, who, you know, who's a longstanding character, and it appears as forensic technology has grown more complex and more elaborate, her character's been able to do a lot more interesting things and use some more creative and ingenious ways to solve crimes.
Well, actually, Joe, you just said it better than I can, because that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm trying to let people see, yes, this character's had to change. I mean, I came up with her in the 1980s. If I were creating Kay Scarpetta today, instead of having her niece be the helicopter pilot and all these and riding fast motorcycles, I'd have Scarpetta doing all of it because she could. But back when I started this series, I was a little more conservative about what this forensic pathologist would do. But over the decades, because of technology changing, she's had to change. And in addition to the crime-busting technologies being far more interesting and there being tremendous potential of what can be used for that, you also have the darker problem of what can be weaponized. There's so many things that can be turned into terrible weapons today that we, and even using the internet in that way, you know, cyber attacks and all of this. So, for example, in Chaos, you're going to be confronted with a weapon at the end of the book that you've never seen before, and it's really something that's already happening out there, but my tilt on it is slightly different in terms of how it's used, and I don't want to give it away, but this is all possible. And if you're going to be weaponizing strange and unusual things, then you better have technologies to combat that, and that's going to be Scarpetta's job.
I think you said that very well, Patricia. And we're joined by Patricia Cornwell. She is the author of a new book, Chaos. It's on sale today, Amazon.com, your local bookseller. It's the latest in the Dr. K. Scarpetta series of books. And you talked about this character evolving. This character goes back to the 90s, and at that time, you know, there was a stigma. you know, forensic scientists and crime fighters of this nature had to be males. Well, you've gotten way past that stigma, and now we've moved forward, as you said, to the 21st century, where not only new and creative and more elaborate technologies in fighting crime, but a whole new set of issues with cyberbullying, and you bring that to light in the book, too. All things that when Dr. Scarpetta first hopped on the scene did not exist as far as the enemy are all there. Things from cyberbullying and the Internet, yes, as an enemy. And talk about that a little bit.
Well, the Internet can be the enemy. I mean, Internet can also be your best friend, but then we also have the dark, you know, the darker side of it, the undernet, and all these things that go on that people aren't normally seeing. And so Scarpetta has to worry about all of these enemies, including the invisible ones, the anonymous ones, and she does have a cyber stalker in this book. But, you know, getting back to your talking about technologies, let me throw this one at you to give you a hypothetical that I guarantee you is going to come true someday. Going back to how anything can be forensic, let's just take space travel. You know, chaos opens with Scarpetta on her way to the Kennedy School of Government to deliver a lecture, a talk on the Columbia Space Shuttle disaster, because, you know, NASA had to employ forensic medicine into dealing with what exactly happened in that case, that terrible tragedy. And it was the first and only crime scene we've ever had in this country where the origin of the deaths actually are outer space. So she was going to deliver a talk about this. And let's just go a little further, because this is how far I'm pushing technology with this character. You know, we're not too far out from people being able to travel in space, you know, commercially. You know, Jeff Bezos, the founder and CEO of Amazon, you know, this is one of his ambitions to do that, and he's already setting off rockets in Texas. Well, what if down the road we have people routinely traveling in outer space, and you have a death in outer space, or someone lands on the moon, or people can do that, and someone dies? Someone's going to have to go get those bodies and deal with it. Now you have, you know, forensic astronauts. I mean, I've always told people, they said, what would be the last book you ever write about Scarpetta? I said, I hope it's where she's recovering a body from outer space, because that I'd love to see her do. What happens if somebody dies on the moon and she has to go get them? And so that's how far I can go with this series because of the technology proliferating the way it does, and that's really what makes it fun.
I can see that. You've been able to stretch the bounds, and I guess a lot of that comes with success. Initially, when you do this, as you've even talked about, you stick your toe in the water first, you get the book published, it has success. And with success, you have a lot freer rein with the Dr. K. Scarpetta character than you had in some of the earlier books. And that allows you to explore things you never even thought about exploring with the blessing of your publisher.
You know, that may be true, I think, but, you know, I'll tell you something that might really surprise you. Actually, the way I feel about it, what's kept me going and kept me growing as a writer and kept the series growing, hopefully, is that I've tried not to let the success affect me, because the success actually threatens to kill it. I have to approach each book and loving it the way I always did. I tell myself, remember why you did this to begin with. You didn't do it for the money, and you never thought you'd be famous. You thought you'd just be lucky if you got published, and it took me forever to do so. So I always try to go back to why I did it to begin with, which is I would see something and experience something and be so amazed by it that I had to write a story about it. And so that's why I keep doing the research I do today, so that I keep remembering why I love it. And that's why I'm always learning something new, because I stay in motion. Otherwise, I just become some lazy, entitled author who's had a lot of successful books. I don't want to be that person. I want to still make it exciting for all of us.
I applaud you for that, and you're doing a great job as you continue to do research. You know, obviously, a lot of this comes from your early life before you were an author, but now you're researching things beyond what you learned in your previous life before you were an author. And I really think the books are amazing, and I can't wait to see not only Chaos, but what comes next. And we really do want to keep you on schedule, so I can't thank you enough for a few minutes. I really do appreciate it. And as the next book in the Scarpetta series or anything else you're working on comes out, We'd love to have you on the Spano and Black Attack again. We always enjoy our visits with you.
Well, you know, Joe, thank you. And by the way, you're my officially my very first interview for this new book launch in the U.S., and I'm very glad it was you. So I'll talk to you next time.
You got it. Thanks so much. Have good luck with it. I know it'll be a great book. Thanks so much, Patricia. Bye-bye now.
Appreciate it. Bye.
That was Patricia Cornwell, author of the new book, Chaos. And we were the first interview for this new book, and I couldn't be happier. She joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Again, the book is out today, on sale today. Traditional brick-and-mortar booksellers, Amazon.com, etc., etc. Next up, we'll dive back into the world of college football, and that's where we'll keep you the rest of the way on this Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Be sure to keep it where it is.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. For film lovers, it's that moment in the movie when the song starts playing and the scene takes on a kind of new and more memorable life. As rock music lovers, many of us will most likely have our favorite movie moments when a song took our breath away. How about Pulp Fiction's Twist Contest or the moment Meatloaf roared his motorcycle into Dr. Frankenfurter's lab? Join me, Carrie Cooper, over at focusonrock.com for a deep dive into rock music in movies.
This holiday season, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With deals like a Schecter Demon 6 guitar for just $349, a Blackstar 40-watt combo amp $149, or an American Audio PA for $129. Save up to 25% on gear in every department and make spirits bright for every musician on your list.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
Guitar Center's holiday kickoff, going on now, in-store and online.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's a travesty.
I don't know if I'd go that far. Some would say only if you're forced to listen to the Spano and Black Attack, it's a tragedy. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the discussion, that number again, 1-800-878-7529. On Twitter, 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. And we want to thank Patricia Cornwell, author of the new book Chaos, the latest in the Dr. K. Scarpetta series, for joining us here on The Attack and giving us the first interview for this new book. And we were excited. It's a great series of books. The growth of the character has been incredible. And it sounds like there's a whole lot of evolution yet to come. So We're excited about that. Everybody go to your local bookstore or go to Amazon.com or wherever you buy books and get a copy of the book. That said, the rest of the way back to college football we go. And before Patricia jumped on with us, we were talking about the chaos that 2-3-4 losing in the college football playoffs has in this past weekend in college football has probably caused to the playoff rankings. You know, what happens to Clemson? I mean, obviously Clemson has to stay ahead of Louisville, and Louisville's the first team on the outside looking in, I assume. Washington, I would think, is out of the top four and probably out of the mix. Michigan's losing their quarterback for the regular season. Does that factor in now or later? Pretty interesting. I know, here's the interesting part. Ohio State will more than likely jump in at number two. And I think you got three teams fighting for two spots right now at 3 and 4
and 5.
I think, you know, some combination of Michigan, Clemson, and Louisville will make up the last two spots and spot number 5. And then from there, it gets even more interesting as this thing unfolds in front of us. Because check out what happens. And we'll actually get to these games at some point. We'll rapid fire through them in the next segment, because I think this is important to talk about. Check out what happens. And this is the part a lot of people do not realize. Ohio State moves into number 2, right? But in many ways, they do not control their own destiny in the Big Ten. Their one loss on the year is to Penn State, which is a conference loss. Penn State's has only lost one game in conference, and that was to Michigan. So Michigan right now controls their own destiny on their side of the Big Ten race. But Michigan's going to be without their starting quarterback for the rest of the regular season. So the big game between Ohio State and Michigan would probably favor an Ohio State victory. Well, if they win and Penn State runs the table, we all know how much the committee values conference champions and playing in a conference championship game. Well, if Ohio State wins out, Penn State wins out, and Michigan loses to Ohio State, which would be what would happen, guess who goes to the Big Ten championship game to take on most likely Wisconsin? It's not Ohio State. It's Penn State. And let's say Wisconsin were to knock off Penn State. Now, Wisconsin's the Big Ten champion. Penn State with 3 losses is out of the mix. Would one loss Ohio State as a non-conference champion then be in the playoffs, along with, say, Alabama, whose toughest test left is Auburn, and really that's it's Auburn and an SEC championship game where they're going to be a 3-touchdown favorite. So let's assume Alabama runs the table and they're in at number 1. Okay? Wisconsin, as the Big Ten champion with 2 losses and an incredibly tough schedule, and their only losses, close losses to both Michigan and Ohio State, would probably be in the playoffs as well. Clemson would win the ACC crown more than likely. I would assume they would be in. And now it becomes this battle between, I guess, Washington, if they were to win the Pac-12 championship with a championship game, Ohio State, and Louisville. And man, it's getting really, really, really interesting and crazy. You're going to ultimately have 3 teams battling for that one spot, each with compelling cases, 2 of them who weren't in their conference championship games, and it's going to be a battle for the committee. You know, so basically, while a lot's now been decided, that Big Ten bears watching because it could throw all this up in the air. And at the end of the day, one loss Ohio State will stay ahead of one loss Louisville because of their tougher schedule. So I think when this is all said and done, despite a great year and the Heisman Trophy candidate, you know, the leading Heisman Trophy candidate and probably an all but certainty to win the Heisman Trophy in Lamar Jackson, Louisville's hard pressed to get into this thing unless utter chaos ensues that keeps some other teams from sliding in. But man, it's going to be a crazy next couple of weeks, and the committee certainly has their work cut out for them and has had their work cut out for them all weekend. And I'm very, very interested to see what it looks like today when it comes out, the next set of college football rankings. They may not have any resemblance to the final college football rankings because the Big Ten can throw everything into turmoil. But what you see now may show you the value of the head-to-head, the strength of schedules, the strength of victory, the good losses, all those other things. And we'll see how the committee is seeing things right now. It may be a glimpse into, based on some things happening, what may transpire. We may be able to glean some things. And we'll do a lot of that tomorrow when we talk about what's transpired with the rankings. We'll get through some of these best games from a week 11 in college football next here on The Attack. So you be sure to keep it where it is.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
This can't be happening, man. This isn't happening.
Rapid fire journey through a week 11 in college football, top 25 game by game recaps as we roll on here with the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. Go back to Tuesday night. What number 21 Western Michigan needs 16 points in the fourth quarter, 16 unanswered in the fourth quarter to take Kent State 37-21. They're still undefeated and probably now the favorite. If they'll it's all but a certainty if they win the MAC to be the top ranked group of five school, and they would go to a New Year's Six Bowl. The other Thursday game, number 15, Utah over the Arizona State, taking care of business, 49-26. Utah at 8-2, they're good. Arizona State, it's one of those years. Number 17, North Carolina, falling to Duke. North Carolina now 7-3, 5-2 in the ACC. And with Vatek losing on Saturday and getting upset, North Carolina frittered away an opportunity to move back up in the standings in the Coastal Division of the ACC and perhaps get back into that ACC championship game. Good win for Duke, though. Down year for Cutcliffe's group, their first ACC win of the season, 4-6 overall on the year as they try doggedly to become bowl eligible. Friday action, number 18, Florida State all over BC, 45-7. Florida State 7-3, 4-3 in the ACC. Dalvin Cook, another 100-plus yard game. DeAndre Francois, three touchdown passes. Saturday action, number 1, Alabama improves to 10-0, 51-3 over Mississippi State, who falls to 4-6. Again, defense dominant. Offense basically was determined to showcase Jalen Hurts and let him get work in the passing game. And they alluded to it in the telecast. Nick Saban and Lane Kiffin know that at some point in this season or in this playoff run, they're going to come up against an elite defense that's close to the equal of their own, and they're going to need Jalen Hurts to make plays with his arm. And they took advantage of this blowout to try and showcase Jalen Hurts and put him in a position to see, can he make plays with his arm? And he threw for 347 and four TDs. They're trying to grow this quarterback in time for the playoffs. The upset start, number 2, Clemson, falls to Pittsburgh, 43-42. Pittsburgh now 6-4 on the year. Clemson falls to 9-1, their first loss. This was a terrific football game, and I warned all of you that Pitt would hang tough with Clemson. This didn't surprise me. The outcome, I did not think that Pittsburgh would be able to knock them off in Death Valley, but I was impressed, and I wasn't surprised with how Pitt hung tough. I told you a lot of points would be scored in this game, because Pittsburgh plays everybody close, but they give up a lot of points. It's because their secondary is putrid. But Matt Canada has the most creative running game I've seen in college football. And James Conner was terrific in this one. A great job by the Pitt front seven in limiting the running game and making Clemson one-dimensional. Deshaun Watson had to throw it 70 times for 580 yards. He threw three touchdowns, but he threw three interceptions, two of them in the red zone. Wayne Gallman, 18 carries for 36 yards. That is, give a lot of credit to Pat Narduzzi's defense. They did a great job here. But again, that Pittsburgh secondary can't cover anybody. Mike Williams, 202 yards through the air. Artavius Scott, another 125. Jordan Leggett, 95. And Hunter Renfro, 77. But Pittsburgh offense, every time Clemson had a punch, there was a counter punch from Pittsburgh. It was a terrific back and forth football game. And you got to give the Panthers a lot of credit. Chris Blewett with the game winning field goal as time expires. It was a great game. Great game. Good job by the Panthers. They'll go to another bowl. They'll play tough. They're always entertaining. To me, they're worthy of a watch whenever you see them on TV. Number three, Michigan. They really could never get this offense started. And when it mattered most, Iowa was able to run the football, led by Wadley. 14-13, the final tally in this one. Michigan now 9-1. Iowa 6-4. And it's going to be intriguing to see where Michigan falls in these playoff rankings. And if the Wilton Spade injury is a factor, because he's gone for the rest of the regular season with that broken collarbone. And Iowa wins this one on a last-second field goal as well. Again, upset number two. Upset number three. This was dominance from stem to stern, really. Number 20, USC, and Sam Darnold all over number four, Washington. 26-13, the final tally in this one. But the USC defense was terrific. And they really limited Washington. And Jake Browning, not dominant at all. 17 for 36, 259, a touchdown, two interceptions. I think even bigger, they harassed him all night long. Washington could not run the ball. You see 27 carries for 17 yards. That's deceptive, and the sack yardage for Browning knocks 36 yards off of that total. So 17 and 40 would be 56. They ran it 27 times. They ran it about 2 yards, 3 yards a carry. Not good. This is a team that's running for over 200 yards a game. Very impressed by the SC defense. Extremely impressed by young Sam Darnold. Ronald Jones leads the way for the USC rushing attack with 93 yards. A great win for the Trojans, who are now 7-3. A tough loss for the Washington Huskies, who fall to 9-1 and probably, I won't say they're completely out of this wild playoff picture, but I think for now they're outside the top four. Number five, Ohio State, 62-3 over Maryland in a game that was done early. Ohio State making their statement, we're one of the best four in the country. They are, but in some ways with Michigan's loss, they do not control their own destiny. Number six, Louisville, 44-12, final tally. Sounds like if you didn't watch the game, all right, Louisville took care of their business. But look at the line score, 34 in the fourth quarter. This was 12-10 Wake after three quarters. Louisville was sloppy in this game. Lamar Jackson was not great through the air. He was dominant on the ground. Again, lots of drops from the Louisville receivers, lots of turnovers. It was just a sloppy effort by Louisville. But if you didn't watch the game, you see 44-12 and think it was business as usual. It wasn't. And I'm interested to see in a week where quality opposition dominated lesser opposition what the committee does to Louisville. Number seven, Wisconsin. Speaking of quality competition dominating lesser competition, they trounce Illinois 48-3. Wisconsin's 8-2. They're in the driver's seat on their side of the Big Ten, and I expect them to go to the championship game and provide lots of intrigue and a true test for whoever their opponent is in the Big Ten championship game. For Illinois, they're 3-7. Doesn't matter who the coach is, Lovie Smith or anybody else, they're having a tough time of it. Texas A&M, they had to stay ahead of Auburn after their second loss of the year in the college football playoff rankings. Let's see how big a factor head-to-head is going forward in these college football playoff rankings, because they use that as a criteria, and since they've decided to do that, Texas A&M has lost their second straight. They fall to 7-3, 29-28 the final tally. Ole Miss improving to 5-5, 2-4 in the SEC. Shea Patterson, the five-star recruit freshman quarterback, that will eventually be replacing Chad Kelly, who's done for the year with the injury. 25 for 42, 338, two touchdowns. For Texas A&M, it's life without Trevor Knight, and they didn't get it done. Defense gave up some 23 in the fourth quarter to a freshman quarterback. Nice win for Ole Miss. They're going to get into some kind of bowl. For A&M, as usual, they can't handle prosperity in College Station. Kevin Sumlin's group picks up their third loss of the year, and they'll tumble down. the college football playoff rankings. Same deal with Auburn, who they had to stay ahead of because of head-to-head. And we'll see if the committee revisits that criteria going forward. 13-7 to Georgia. This Auburn team, which had been red hot, puts up a grand total of 7 points. They get the bye week. It's the quasi-bye week as they play non-SEC competition and get ready for the Iron Bowl. That's what's left for Auburn. See if they can spoil Alabama's season and go to a decent bowl. For Georgia, 6 wins, bowl eligible. They'll get to some kind of bowl. Number 10, Penn State, 45-31 over Indiana. They needed help late. This was close throughout. Indiana played hard. There again, they're 5-5 on the year. One more win to be bowl eligible. And that would be a great accomplishment there in Bloomington, as back-to-back years in a bowl game for this football program, rare. For Penn State, wasn't impressive, but they took care of their business. And now they find themselves in the driver's seat on their side of the Big Ten race. Oklahoma, 45-24 over Baylor. They're 8-2. They're the best that the Big 12 has to offer, and they're going to try and prove that this Saturday night in prime time against West Virginia. If West Virginia were to win at one loss with their toughest games in front of, they were to run out, it'd be interesting to see how the committee treats the Big 12 in that regard without a championship game and see if they're on the outside looking in. Colorado rolls over Arizona. Oklahoma State nips Texas Tech. And they keep, I guess, their Big 12 championship hopes alive. Again, the rest of the back end of the Big 12 season is going to be very intriguing. TCU has fallen off. Baylor has fallen off. And it's really going to be a race between Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, and West Virginia. And West Virginia and Oklahoma play each other, and then Oklahoma State plays Oklahoma in Bedlam to end the season. So there'll be some intrigue, and it's going to be interesting to see with all the chaos up in front of them how this all shakes out for the Big 12 of the college football playoffs. And I mentioned this one earlier on, number 14, Virginia Tech. They get upset by Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech improves to 6-4. They're bowl eligible, 30-20 over Va Tech. Va Tech falls to 7-3, 5-2 in the ACC. And I guess you could make the case now North Carolina is right back in the thick of things in the coastal division of the ACC. Va Tech needs to win out, but they now have no margin for error. Another loss, and if North Carolina wins out, North Carolina will be in the ACC title game for the coastal division, not Va Tech. We mentioned West Virginia. They battled tough, and they managed to pull one out. They improved to 8-1 on the year, 5-1 in the Big 12, 24-20 over Texas. Texas now falls to 5-5, 3-4 in the Big 12. Nebraska survives over a pretty good Minnesota group. They're unranked, but quietly 7-3 on the year, 24-17 in this one. Nice win for Nebraska. They're going to end up probably winning 9 games and maybe even 10 games. I don't know who's left on their schedule. We'll look it up right now. And they could win 9 or 10 games. They'll get a very good bowl out of the Big Ten. It's been a big year for the Big Ten. In our final segment, we'll tie a bow. We'll get to the last couple of scores within the top 25 and wrap up this Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma?
It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Let's get through the last couple of games in the top 25 college football scoreboard from a week 11 in college football. Number 22, Boise State, 52-16 over Hawaii. Washington State, after they're getting a hang of things there, boy, in Pullman. Mike Leach's group was terrific, 56-21 over Cal. They're 8-2, and they're going to be tough for Washington in the Apple Cup. And finally, number 24, LSU, all over Arkansas. Darius Geis, 21 for 252 on the ground, two touchdowns, 38-10 over Arkansas. Good win for LSU. And like I said, they will get a respectable bowl, as the SEC, as any ranked SEC team normally does. Let's see if we have anything in top 25 tonight, as the MAC always has a Tuesday night game. Nope. It's all going to start on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That Thursday matchup, Louisville-Houston, boy, had Houston not had the couple of hiccups, that had had some luster. But we'll be watching anyway, because we're very intrigued with Louisville. Lamar Jackson continuing his Heisman Trophy campaign. And Louisville also making a case for inclusion in the college football playoffs as one of the top four teams in the country. So, of course, that Thursday night matchup, and we'll talk about that more on Thursday. But that music, it could only mean one thing. It means time to go. That's a wrap on the Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I want to thank Patricia Cornwell for joining us. And again, go check out her book, Chaos, the latest in the Dr. K. Scarpella series of books. I want to thank Robert for pushing all the right buttons. I want to thank all of you for tuning in. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to Spano and Black, stay there. Until tomorrow, when I come at you with a brand new edition of the Spano and Black Attack, I'm Joe Spano. Good day, all.